Okay, so the truth is, we really should go in depth into the whole sugya of Lina Moelis B'Rosh HaMizbeach, and there's a big Chaznish and a Rashi, and it's complicated. But I figured we'll push it off to next week, and this week I want to continue. We started last week, and you know, a nice pshat havana in the sugya. So basically, we said last week the following. Number one on the sheet, Pezayinim and Beis. Says the Gemara, Avi Mizbeach, Kimizbeach Domi Eloi. Whether do we say the Avir of the Mizbeach, is that like the Mizbeach itself, or not? In other words, says Rashi, does the Avir Mizbeach have the Kedusha of a Mizbeach? Im Tole Evorim Psulim Ba'Avir Roish Mizbeach, Kimizbeach Domi V'lo Yeldu, Eloi Kimizbeach Domi V'yeldu. In other words, there's Halacha that Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, that the Mizbeach Mekadesh, that something goes on a Mizbeach. Then in Olo Lo Yeldu, do we say the same thing on Avi Mizbeach as well, or not? Do we say the same thing on Avi Mizbeach, or not? In other words, if something is hanging on the ear of the Mizbeach, does it have the same power to be Mekadesh Psulim? So we saw Toshmak, Hashem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh, V'yamin Avi Mizbeach Lavki Mizbeach Domi, Avi Kevesh Nami Lavki Kevesh Domi, Heichem Maskele Mekevesh Mizbeach, Avi Yorit. In other words, the halach is that not just the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim, but Kevesh is also Mekadesh Psulim. So if you're telling me that Avi Mizbeach is not Kemizbeach Domi, so once something goes on the Kevesh, in order to pick it up, so you're putting it onto the Mizbeach, so you're taking it off the Kevesh, because it's not on the Kevesh, it's not on the ramp anymore, you're picking it up in order to put it on the Mizbeach. So if you hold Avi Mizbeach, Lav Kemizbeach, then it's considered Yogut. So Gemara says, you're able to schlep it. Before we get to Gemara's next kasha, we saw the question of the Biskarov. The Biskarov asked the question, hey, wait a second, there's another turn to the next page. There's another Gemara on Daf Tesvav and Aleph, and let's see that Gemara well, because it's relevant what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara has the following question. The Gemara's discussion is, whether Haylacha Zutrasa, which means a Haylacha Shaloi Beregel, when you, after the Shechita, before the hazah, before the zrika, you make a halacha without actually moving your body, is that considered a halacha or not? And then could you be, the halacha is you can only be mechashev, seves, psul, pigul, only one of the dalad avodas. So when you're making such a shvacha halacha, a weak halacha, where you're not actually moving your body, could you have a machshavas pigul on such a halacha? Machlok is Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim. Reb Shimon says no. A halacha shlei beregel is not called a halacha. So the Gemara's question is: Elochata sa'oif the psula ba machshav el Reb Shimon heichi mishkachas lo. According to Reb Shimon, chata sa'oif. What's unique about a chata sa'oif? A chata sa'oif, look in Rashi. The kaimalom befer kotche kotchim. It's on the bottom, aleph on the left hand side. Chata sa'oif the kaimalom befer kotche kotchim. The possible machshava b'hazaz domo shuikir avidoso d'chsiv shom v'hiz amidam achatos al kira mizbeach. In other words, you can have a machshavas psul when you squeeze out at the time after you make the malika, you shechted malika, and then you squeeze out the blood shoichzo begufa umatiz domo lakia, and you squeeze out the blood to the wall of the mizbeach v'achata taza haylocha zutrusihi. And this type of hatozo, this type of zrika, is not really a zrika yet. It's just a weak form of halacha, because you finish the malika, until the blood comes out, that's the zrika, and then moving it towards the mizbeach, that's halacha shaloi beregel. And the Gemara says, from there we learn ikra avidosa, and you can have machsheves pigul on that. So the Gemara's question is, v'chivin the time the Reb Shimon shum the halacha zuta leipotza machshove, heichi posel v'hach. In other words, you have to be able to have a machsheves pigul on the avoida of hatoza of after you do the malika, before it hits the mizbeach. That's, you gotta do a pigul, that's one of the avoidas of the oilasa, of the chatazoif. But if you tell me it's a halacha shaloi beregel, according to Reb Shimon, you cannot do a machshove psul on that, so chatazoif, you're never going to be able to make a machsheves pigul on that part. Why, the Gemara says? Heichi mishkachas lo. Either chashav alo mekame delepik dam. If you have a machsheves psul before the blood comes out, look in Rashi, the hainu In other words, when you're moving it and you're starting to squeeze it before the blood comes out, like lumi, it's not yet. Halacha zutrasi, that's not yet. One of davar, that's a weak halacha, because you're not moving your body. You're just moving the bird, but you're not moving your body, so it's not going to work. According to Reb Shimon, v'ibasa the nafik dam, and if it's after the blood comes out, v'nitas minatzava chashuv, and it's already considered coming out of the neck, so it's avdom mitzvasa. The Gemara says, the kusal taydach michi nafik dam, when the blood comes out. In other words, you finish this in-between stage where you get the blood out. As soon as the blood comes out, even before it hits the Mizbech, the Avodah is already finished. Why? Because it came out already. So at what point could you have the Machsheves Pigul? That's Igmar's question. Halach is moving it towards the Mizbech. I know, but it's halach zutrasa. According to Reb Shimon, that's not going to work.
What's halach mokla?
No, you won't have that by chatasayf. You won't move it at all, I think. Right. Another, according to Reb Shimon, if you hold that halach zutrasa is not going to be halacha, you should not be able to be mefagel at all in it. Maybe the most question is that at what point are you mefagel? In other words, maybe pigel doesn't help at all. Because as soon as the blood comes out, you finished it already. And before the blood comes out, nothing happens. So at what point are you having machsheves pigel, the havmin of the Gemara? Maybe at the time of the Malika, and the Gemara doesn't entertain that. The Gemara says, at the time of the Hazah. But if that time of Hazah, it's not part of the Halacha, and it's not part of the Zrika, because once the blood comes out already, it's done already. So the Gemara's answer is, the Gemara says, my kusha, what's the question? Dilma mi de parish va'ata mata lemizbeach. What do you mean? The entire time period from when the blood comes out until it hits the Mizbeach. You're right, it's not the halacha, but it's still part of this week. It's not done yet. Nothing is finished yet. Well, I guess the Gemara's question was, when are you going to do pigel? I guess it has says that you do pigel at the time of the Hazah, which is after the Malika. But after the Malika, as soon as it comes out, the Zrika is done already. And you can do it once it starts coming out, because that's halacha zutasa. I guess that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's question is, why are you going to do pigel? So you might say, what's the problem? Do pigel from the time the blood comes out until it hits the Mizbeach. That's still all part of the Zrika. Why is that part of the Zrika? The Abom Mnei Rabbi Yemei Rab Zera, because Rabbi Yemei asked from Rab Zera, Hayem Mazeh V'nikta Yodai Shal Mazeh. If he was sprinkling and then his hand got chopped off, until the blood reached Avraham Mizbeach, Ma'u, V'amalei, and he told him, Psula, my timer, V'hizo, V'nosan, V'inon. Which means, until it hits the Avraham Mizbeach, it's all part of the Hazah, it's all part of the Zrika, and therefore, if his hand gets chopped off in between, it's lacking in the Zrika. So clearly you see, the Zrika is not finished yet, until even once it starts coming out, until it hits the Avir Mizbeach, it's still not considered the Zrika is finished, and therefore, don't ask me about Chatasayf. As soon as the blood comes out, until it hits the Mizbeach, that's already enough to be Machashev, Machsheves Pigel. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. All the Brisker Rav brings from this Gemara is that the Gemara seems to say that it's considered Zrika once the blood comes out until it hits the Avir HaMizbeach. Gemara says it, right? Gemara says, Atzle yigia dam la'aveh mizbeach. In other words, once it comes out, until it hits the ear space of the mizbeach, that's called the Zrika. So, and therefore Gemara says, so therefore by Hatozah as well, once it comes out, until it hits the aveh mizbeach, that's considered hazah, and therefore you could have pigel during that time period. So the Brisker Rav says, but it seems to be in the Gemara, that once it hits the aveh hamizbeach, then already the Zrika was accomplished. And therefore, the Brisker Rav says, what's this whole Gemara by us saying? Ave Mizbeach, Ki Mizbeach Dami. After all, clearly the Gemara says over there, that once it hits the Ave Mizbeach, the Zrika is already completed. So why is our Gemara questioning whether Ave Mizbeach, Ki Mizbeach, or not? That we said last week. So the Brisker Rav said last week, very correct, there's no other way to learn Pshat, L'chayre, there's no other way to learn Pshat. And he says, that where does the Gemara say Avir Mizbeach Mizbeach? That's talking about the halacha of considered a zrika. Lekadesh, in order to have a good zrika, once it hits the Avir HaMizbeach, that's considered already called a Mizbeach. But our Gemara is talking about that a Mizbeach has a special power to be Mekadesh Psulim, something which is no good, to be Mekadesh something which is no good. So there may be Avir Mizbeach, even though it has Kedushas Mizbeach, and it's good enough for a zrika, but it's not going to be good enough to be Mekadesh the Psulim. For that, you need the actual Mizbeach. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question over here. Avir Mizbeach ke Mizbeach Aloi, which means, usually Avir Mizbeach is enough in order to be Mekadesh something, and it, once a zrika hits the Avir Mizbeach, that's good enough. Is that good enough as well? The Avir Mizbeach that has Kedushas Mizbeach, is that good enough for the Psulim as well to teach me Im Olu Lo Yehudu? Or is that not good enough for the Psulim? And that's exactly the Gemara's question. That's where the Biskrov learns it. Is there any other way to learn the steer between both Gemara's? Right? Right.
So what is
the Gemara is going to discuss it. It's a Gemara in Daf Nunvav. We're going to get to that. Actually, our Gemara is talking about Chatas Oif, I think, is Lemato Lemala Mechuta Sikur. There's one up, one down, right? They switch, I know. Oh, Mimat Mechuta Sikra. Okay, so what's the problem? There's a space of the Seiviv, of the Yisoid, of the Yisoid.
That's considered...
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%. But Igmar has a question later on that the Oila Seiv, which is done, Keren Droimis Mizrachis, where there was no Yisoid over there, and that we're going to discuss that. That's exactly my question. I know, but the Tosha says goes even lamata masikra ilamata minasayv. If you can get to that, that's all discussion. Fine. So that's a bistro of lechera. There's no other way to learn the steer between the two gemaras, and it makes sense also. In other words, kedushas mizbeach, avim mizbeach is kedushas mizbeach. It's good enough. No question about it. But the question, the gemara's question is avim mizbeach, which is kedushas mizbeach, is that good enough for Allah lo yeldu to be Mekadesh Psulim? Or no, you need, the way he says it, you need the Chefza Shal Mizbeach as well. You need a specific Mizbeach. Look at the words of the Brisker of inside, and he has a few rayas. Turn to the second page on the bottom. Umay deboy yehocha, number 3 on the sheet. Umay deboy yehocha, yi'avik Mizbeach, Mizbeach, tzachin, deshom benikta yodah shamazakama, achla yigia dam la'avim Mizbeach. Harei mevua bezet clear, debigia la'avim Mizbeach, Kvanis kaima mitzvah zrika. Umizem bevor. Da af de zrika atzma kvanis kaima ba'ave mizbeach. Aval inye kiddush psulim iboile. Mishum de le kiddush binan hachefze shal mizbeach. Umizem bevor gamkein. Right, so that's the first thing. Then he says there's another raya. His raya from all over. Another raya. The Gemara, the beginning of the sugya, in number 4 on the sheet, the Gemara says, Tone Rabbonin, hanegeh b'mizbeach. The halacha is that mizbeach is mekadesh psulim. Ein li ala mizbeach, Keves minayin tamud loyma es hamizbeach. So the Bishkrov says, you need a special pasuk to tell me that the kevesh, it goes on the ramp, is also mekadesh psulim. So he says, what do you mean? I'll show you from 3 places all over Kachim that the kevesh has the same halachic status as the mizbeach. For example, that sur and dvash cannot be burnt on the mizbeach, cannot be brought in and burnt on the mizbeach, cannot be brought on the kevesh as well. Zrika shalevim kremai, on the kevesh is considered good enough. It's called the mizbeach. So the Bishrov says, so clearly the kevesh is part of the mizbeach. So why do you need a special pasuk to tell me that the kevesh is mekadesh psulim tamud leim esem mizbeach? After all, it's part of the mizbeach. Why should it be any different? The answer is, it's part of the mizbeach le'inyan, that it's kedushas mizbeach, it's part of the mizbeach. And the rest of kachim is part of the mizbeach. But here it's a new halacha. Part of the mizbeach it might be, but it doesn't, it's not the actual mizbeach. So you need a special pasuk to tell me, just like Avir mizbeach is like the mizbeach, but it's not good enough for the kadesh as a psulim, then you need the actual mizbeach, so maybe Avir not. The same thing I want to say. How about the kevesh? You're right, kevesh has kedusha mizbeach, but it's not the actual mizbeach. So I need a special pasuk to tell me, kevesh is still good, that's called Mikadesh is a psulim. It's a good raya. Look how he pulled it out of the Gemara. This is number 3. two-thirds of the way down. Uvizemavur gamke matzoch krom yuchid l'rabbis kevish kemizbeach l'inyin kiddush tulim. After kevish choshev kemizbeach l'inyin haktorah desorot vash b'chein ayin b'tosis shin sapi k'din desrikish l'im koyim gam b'kevish. So he says clearly it must be that when it comes to kiddush tulim, it's not enough to have the halachic status of kedushas mizbeach. You need the chetzah shal mizbeach. Hence the Gemara says kevish is not the chetzah of mizbeach. You must know the special pasuk kevish is also good enough. Oh, what about avir? Well, avir is always good enough. Yeah, but not for kiddush psulim. Avir is not good enough. That's the same you cited Mr. Rob. Yes. The Gemara says that, right?
Why? What's...
I know.
Like, why would you assume that without a pasuk?
Right. Why would you? By the way, we don't have a pasuk for that, do we? That avir mizbeach mizbeach. Not for kiddush psulim. Yeah, we don't know. The Gemara just says it. And by the way, does the Gemara really say that? Not really clear. The Rashi somewhere else, he brings it down. Look in all the way to the end. There's actually another halacha. All the way to the end. The Gemara number 12 on the sheet. Sheet number 4. So the Gemara has a whole question. The halacha is that if the blood comes... If a blood has a shame kedusha, then it goes on the clothing of the kohen. You have to be mechabes it. You have to wash it. So the Gemara says, well, if it nitas min habeged, if it nitas min atzavor, if it comes before it comes into a klisharis, it spills from the neck of the animal onto the kohen's beged. The Gemara says, ain't tone kibbutz. However, if it's if it falls onto a klisharis and then it falls onto the koyin, then it's yes. And the Gemara says if it falls on the mizbeach and then it touches the koyin's clothing, that's also a klisharis and you also need kibbutz. So the Gemara says, look what Gemara number 12. Rashi, I had no room for the Gemara, so I just put Rashi. Nitas min tzav al habeged ein tov kibbutz, kan habeged b'tam chatos, asher yaze b'roi lazo, yotze zeh shelo niskabu b'kli. But if it min hakeren, if it falls from the corner of the mizbeach, it spritzes on the corner of the mizbeach, and then it comes onto his clothing, mishenoga b'keren ha-mizbeach, nitas al habeged, and then it spritzes onto the clothing, again, then the Gemara says you also don't need kibbutz. Why? Ain't on kibbutz. Kidamrin and Ashiyaze prat lezeh shekvar huza. In other words, the only time he needs kibbutz if it falls into a klisharis before it got sprinkled on the mizbeach. Then we say ton kibbutz. Then you have to wash it. If it comes directly from the animal, ain't on kibbutz because it wasn't yet klisharis. Made a mistake. Or if it goes onto the mizbeach already, so then it's already Ashiyaze prat lekvar huza. It already got sprinkled. Then, ain't on kibbutz again because it got sprinkled already. So they bring a diuk from what's the name? You hear the diuk? Mina keren, mishenoga bekeren. I know. But they want to bring a diuk from Rashi that only if it touches the keren, ain't on kibbutz. But not if it touches the avir. What Rashi Mishnah Bekeren? It should say, once it hits the avir of the Mizbeach, ain't on kibbutz, it's already called Izrika. So is it Izrika or is it not Izrika? Not really clear. So there's another pshat to learn the Gemara, and that's really what I want to focus on. Before we get to that though, is I'm surprised that nobody chat this other pshat in the Gemara, how you can be derech the sugi. We'll do that soon. But before that, the Brisk Rav continues, and he says, and based on that, based on my aside, which seems the most glatt yesod. Again, there's two sugyas. One sugya says, kiddush mizbeach, avir considered kiddush mizbeach, kevis is called kiddush mizbeach. But lekadesh is apsulim, then you actually have to have the actual mizbeach, and then the Gemara's question is, how about avir mizbeach ki mizbeach, or kevis not, and that's a separate sugya, and that's our question over here. So Bishkrov says, based on my difference in understanding, I understand pshat in Taisvis. What's the Taisus? I want to discuss it because I figured it's a nice sugya to go through. Taisus says the following. Turn to number 1 on the sheet again. I apologize on the mix-up. I'm between computers. You know what it is when you're between computers? I got a new computer for my birthday for my parents. Nice new big computer. And so I had to give in the guy, the one who's doing the computer, I had to give him my old one with all the things. So he was available today and picked up Friday, so I have a 2-day window. So I'm between computers, so I had to do this literally by hand, the old-fashioned way. So therefore, it's all over the place. But the Gemara Taisa is like this. The Gemara Taisa says, the Gemara's following question. Maskev lo rabba barav chanon, to rabba barav chanon asked the following question. In other words, I amrit ave mizbeach ke mizbeach domi. Back in the Gemara, if you tell me that the space of the mizbeach is like a mizbeach, ave mizbeach ke mizbeach domi, that means that once it hits the avir, it's already olula yeldu. So then, oila so oif, the pasla b'machshava, hechi mishkachasla. Hokalta mizbeach. Very difficult Gemara. Maybe next week we'll focus on this. Oila so oif, that you have to make the melika on the mizbeach. So, how can you ever have a psul machshava pigul? What's a psul machshava pigul? That I'm going to burn it tomorrow. But in the state that it is now on the mizbeach, there's already a concept of olula yeldu. So if right now, in the state tomorrow, I can burn it, that's not pigul. Pigul only means, if I leave this till tomorrow in this state, then I cannot eat it, it becomes pasul. So even a machshava to do it is also no good. But since the oil asa'if gets done on the mizbeach, the malika gets done on the mizbeach, so what psul machshava I'm going to have and leave it till tomorrow, it's going to be no good, but tomorrow I can burn it, because olula yeldu. That's the Gemara's question. If you tell me Avi Mizbeach is like Mizbeach, and therefore, once it's in the airspace, it's considered Olala Yeldu, so Oila Soif, the Postle B'machshova, Hechi Mishkachaslo, Hakolta Mizbeach, look in Rashi, Oila Soif, Shemilikosa B'Reish Mizbeach, Hechi Mishkachaslo, the Postle B'machshova, Chutzes Manoi, Hakalte Avi Mizbeach. Why? The inam amrina lina melas bereshim mizbeach v'kaim zem machshav tovi shod lemocha v'ktiro basak tori da psulin sh'olu lo yeldu v'chivin da basak tori mocha l'chatchili and my apostle machshav is a kodat mocha. In other words, even if you say lina moy elas bereshim mizbeach and you cannot overnight it on the mizbeach, but at the end of the day, it's olu lo yeldu because it's already on the space of the mizbeach. You have to go? Oh, you're missing a good one. Okay. So if in other words, if you say even if you hold lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach, but it's olu lo yeldu. In other words, at the end of the day, it's on the mizbeach already. Once it's on the mizbeach, on the space of the mizbeach, you can never pasul the psul machshava. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Alom aloy. Why not? Maskel of Shim Rashi. Alom aloy. Why not? Mishkachas lo k'goyin de omar hareini molko. In other words, I'm doing the malika with the intention of taking it down tomorrow. So since lina moeles b'roshim mizbeach, right? So even if it's ba'aviram mizbeach, and then it's not a problem, olala yeldu, my intention is to take it back down and to put it back up. So therefore, take it back down and put it back up, so then it's going to be possible already. If you hold lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach, so it becomes lina, just it's on top, so that I make have a machshava to take it down, so then it's not olu yeldu. If you tell me ein lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach, means it never overnights, it never becomes baltolin, so less than a machshavtoi, so then there's no machshava psula. Why? Because it never became possible tomorrow, because ein lina me'elas b'reishim mizbeach. In other words, my intention is to take it down before Alois HaShachar, and then the lina happens off the mizbeach, and then it becomes pasul, and then I bring it back up, and therefore, that's the machshavas pigul. That's what the Gemara is busy with. Ask Tosis a question, wait a second. Oida sa'ayit the pasul of a machshavah, so Tosis says, Tema, my kashalei, hamrin fe'a kotche kotchim, Shimaso lemato miraglov afila amaachas ksheira. Oyla sa'if has to be done lemalo mechuta sikro. Now the kohen stands on the soivev. Now the soivev is still a good amo above the chuta sikro. So technically speaking, he doesn't have to do it on top of. He's standing on top of the soivev, that thing around. That's part of the mizbech. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, it's already on the Mizbech. Even if it's not on top of Mizbech, it's on the Seiviv. So, Abi Mizbech ki Mizbech, it's already considered Kedusha's Mizbech. So, the Gemara's question is, so therefore you never have a Psul Machshava Pigul, because the Malo Lo Yeldu, it's already on the Mizbech. So, Tosfos says, what do you mean? He can technically take this bird, not bring it, don't do the Malika on top of the Seiviv, but do the malika below the soivev, on top of the chut asikra. And below the soivev, there's nothing there. So there's no avim mizbeach kimizbeach. And that's where he has the machsheves pigul. So why does the Gemara say that there's no machsheves pigul? Because he's already, oilas oif is lamalim mizbeach. It's not. He's on the soivev, but he can technically do the malika below the soivev, below his feet, and there's nothing below it. So there's no problem. So therefore, it's no olele yeldu, because he never got onto the avim mizbeach. That's his question. So Taisa says, Rashi says before the Gemara over there asked the question, we'll see the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, how could you make the oilasa oif lemata from the soivev? The Gemara's question is actually that it's done bekeren droimis mizrachis on the southeastern side. Now the Gemara says that the chelik shel binyamin was three sides around. The fourth side, there was no soivev. There was no yisoid, sorry. There was a soivev all around, soivev, but there was no yisoid. Why? Because it was chelkoi shel Yehuda. That part, the east, from south to east, east, south, east to west, right? Or no? Mizrach is dreimis. So from south, from east, from south to north, I think. East from south to north, there was no yisoid. Why? Because it belonged to Chelek Yehuda, so, right? That Ritzua, exactly. So the Gemara has a question over there. So the Gemara says, "Well, wait a second. How could you make a malika on the oil soiv lemato from the soiviv? You're not on the mizbeach. There's no yisoid over there, right? How can you do that?" Now the Gemara says, then the Gemara's question was, how can you do it? Rashi learns that you have to make the malika, and then you have to go against the wall of the Mizbeach, and it has to drip down on the Mizbeach, correct? But he says, there's no Mizbeach over there, because there's no Yisoid. So Rashi says, no, there's a blita. There was a little piece sticking out, that I guess they'd always add on when they'd make an oil asoif, and therefore the blood would drip on that part, and therefore it's okay. That's what Rashi learns the sugya. So Taisa says, well, if you learn like Rashi, that there's a blita over there, there's something sticking out, then the Gemara is a good question, because even if you go underneath the, what's the name, underneath the soivev, you go underneath the soivev, but at the end of the day, there's always a blita over there, and therefore, aver mizbeach ki mizbeach. But not according to Rashi, Taisa says a question. So the Brisker Rav asks a question, turn to the Gemara and Daf and Dalet. It's worthwhile to see the Gemara inside. The Gemara said like this. In other words, the Gemara's question is not that you go below, but the Gemara's question is that you have to hit it against the wall of the Mizbeach. In other words, if you tell me there was no Yisoid underneath the Keren Droimis Mizrachis, so even though it hit the wall of the Mizbeach, but that's not part of the Mizbeach for some reason. Why? Because there's nothing underneath it. So it would drip on the floor. So that's not called part of the Mizbeach. That's Rashi's question. Look at Rashi. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Ulekamon Amrino, you see by 5-8, by the arrow, Ulekamon Amrino Shal Keren Mizrachis Droimis Hinasis, Vi Ein La Yisoy Nimtzuk Shumolka Ba'avir Hinim Lekes, Va'adom Noifa La'oretz Libut. You know, there's a Malika, and then the blood drips down by itself into the ground. So the Gemara answers, in other words, you're right, the ground belongs to Yehuda, but that airspace belongs to Binyamin. How does that airspace belong to Binyamin? So Rashi says, because they put in an extra piece below the Mizbeach, below the Soivev, and that made the airspace belong to Binyamin. So Taisa says, like, where did Rashi make this up from? There's no Gemara that talks about a Belita. Rashi can't just say, the Gemara says, Avira de Binyamin. That's all the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say they put a Belita over there. So Taisa learns, look at number 5b. V'nirel Rabbeinu Tam, he appears b'kundris, shayi oisik min blitrim mizuach l'kabadomim. So Rashi, Tosfos says, hoyle l'shas l'farise. Gemara should have said that. V'nirel Rabbeinu Tam, the poch m'mlika atzma, the boy b'roish shal mizbeach, du midak torah, kilakamon, v'yavad le ba'avid Yehuda, imkein ein oile kach mizbeach. In other words, the Gemara's question wasn't on the melika, like Rashi learns, that where's the blood gonna drip? And then Rashi said there was a blita, there was a piece sticking out. The Gemara's question was, how could you make a melika on the side of the Mizbeach, if there's nothing underneath it? So it's not part of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara's answer was, Avir de Binyamin, v'kodesh ha'avi b'kdush ha'mizbeach. V'avakav ha'akob ha'avi yevshel l'chayish, el b'hodil ha'avi k'dush ha'mizbeach. The Gemara's answer is, now that it's going to Rashi, the question is, where's the blood going to go? So where's the blood going to go? There's a blita, there's a piece over there. Even though it's Yehuda's chelek, yeah, but the space still belonged to, not like in Manhattan. You have airspace, so over here also. Even though the ground below belonged to Yehuda, but the airspace belonged to Binyamin, and therefore he built himself a blita, and that's where the blood is going to fall. Taisa says, no, we're not talking about the actual, where the blood is going to fall. The question is, how could you make a melika? The melika has to be done on the Mizbeach. And it's on the side of the Mizbeach, because it's on the Seiviv, or it's below the Seiviv, and there's nothing over there. So the Gemara's answer is no. The Avir of the Mizbeach also belongs to Binyamin, and therefore that's making the Malika on the Mizbeach, because the airspace, even though the ground below it is not Binyamin, but the airspace belongs to Binyamin. So therefore that belongs to the Mizbeach, and that's Kedushas Mizbeach. The airspace. Nothing underneath it, the airspace around it. Because Rashi, I guess Rashi had a problem with where the blood going to fall. So there has to be a bleat over there.
Where do we find anywhere that you can say that?
What? The Gemara says it. Avir de Binyamin. What does that mean? The Gemara's question wasn't on where's the blood going to fall. The Gemara's question, how could you make a melika outside the Mizbeach? The answer is, the airspace, even though the ground belongs to Yehuda, but above the ground, that airspace belongs to Binyamin. So therefore it's in the airspace of the Mizbeach. That's how Tosfos learns. That's what the Gemara says. Avir de Binyamin. But the Brisker Rav asked the question, so wait a second. So there's no problem making the Malika on the Mizbeach, because the airspace belongs to Binyamin. The airspace is Kedusha's Mizbeach. So why is Taisa say, huh, according to Rashi, then it's a Gemara's a good question. Avim Mizbeach, Mizbeach, there's a bleat over there. But according to Taisa, the airspace is also part of the Mizbeach. So why is there a problem of Pigul? It should always be within the airspace of the Mizbeach. Says the Bishrav, we see again, like my Raya, that when the Gemara says the airspace of the Mizbeach is good enough, that's only for Kedushas Mizbeach. For that, the airspace is good enough to be called a Mokum to make a Malika. But to be called a Chefza of a Mizbeach for Kedusha, for to make something possible good, airspace is not going to do that. You need the actual something underneath it. So therefore, Tosfos has a question according to him. You understand? In other words, if you don't say his side, so why, the Gemara said over there that the airspace of Binyamin is good enough to make a Malika. Taisa himself says that. So why would that not be good enough to make Olal HaYeldu, says Mishkarov? Because airspace is good enough for Kedusha Mizbeach, but it's not the actual Chetz of the Mizbeach. And therefore, he says, Taisa has a question. That's another, I hear that thing. Look at number 5C. Vayim B'Taisa Sham. In other words, you're right, the avir of the Mizbeach is good enough, but you can't say that's part of the Mizbeach, it's the actual Mizbeach, and therefore, that's the Gemara's question. In other words, Biskarov seems to be a solid Yesod in the Sugya. Seth, any questions? No? Makes sense. Oh. Of course, we said last week, I don't want to go into this whole again, but we said, well, if we learn like that pshat, then he had a problem where Reb Chaim learned on Lina Me'eles B'Reisha Mizbeach. means it's a beginning of Haktarah. Actually, look more into it. There's Rayas that the Halah is the beginning of Haktarah, etc., etc. And our Gemara says that it would be a problem, Avim Mizbeach, Kim Mizbeach, that if you have Lina Melas Mechesh Mizbeach, then that would be a problem. So then he says that according to Reb Chaim, why is that a problem? According to the way I just said the Yesod, that once something, in other words, the Avir Mizbeach has Kedushas Mizbeach, it just doesn't help to make Mekadesh Psulim, but if the whole reason why Lina is different than all the other Psulim, not the Tomei and Pigul, all these things, you need the actual Chefts of the Mizbeach. But in order something not to be Lon Shel Mizbeach, so we, the Prime said it, is because it's, that's where it belongs. It's the beginning of the Haktarah. So the Avir Mizbeach, Kedushas Mizbeach, is good enough for the beginning of the Haktarah, because that's where it belongs. So why would it be a problem of Lina Melas B'Resha Mizbeach, according by Avi Mizbeach? That was Biskarov's question. So therefore, he had a different shot. So the Biskarov's son, Ribeiro, has a different shot to understand the Gemara. And I like the pshat, and it's so glatt, and I liked it very much. And he makes a difference, he learns a different pshat between the two Gemaras. Again, there's two Gemaras. One Gemara is our Gemara, one Gemara is the Gemara in Daf Tezvav. The Gemara in Daf Tezvav says that, oy la sa'oif, or chatas oif, how are you going to have a psul machsheves pigul? After all, if you hold halacha shaloi beregel, it's not called anything, so at what point you can do it? So Gemara says, what do you mean? You can do it until it hits the mizbeach. After all, if somebody makes a zrika and his hand gets chopped off before it hits the Avir Mizbeach, so clearly we see that's called still part of the zrika. So the Briskerov says, oh, you see over there, it hits the Avir Mizbeach, then it's ready, the zrika is ready finished. So what's our Gemara saying? Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach, must be two different sugyas. Says the Briskerov's son, Rebel Soloveitchik, that maybe I tell you not like that. Really, I'll tell you that Zrika is not called a Zrika until when? Until it hits the Mizbeach itself. Avi Mizbeach is not a Mizbeach. That's Agamar's question. Even for good Zrikas, for Haktorah, for all the things, the Avir is nothing called, is not called anything until it hits the Mizbeach itself. I, the Gemara says over there that Avi once it hits the Avi Mizbeach and the hand gets chopped off, it's okay. And Igmar wants to say, once it hits the Avir Mizbeach, you cannot have any more in Machsheves Pigul. Says Ribeiro Soloveitchik, because you're right, the Zrika is not finished until it hits the Mizbeach. But the Oyved, the Koyein, he finished his job once it hits the Avir Mizbeach. There's a difference between the Zrika ending, the Zrika is not finished until it hits the Mizbeach, correct? But the Oyved, the Wakayin, from his perspective, once it hits the Avir Mizbeach, he's out of the picture already. And therefore, if hands get chopped off, it's fine. It's not a psul, because the Oyved finished his job. Or, Machsheves Pigul, once it hits the Avir Mizbeach, like the Gemara wants to say, he finished his job. You can split it even more. In other words, Avir Mizbeach is not Kemizbeach. You're right. Briskov says Avir Mizbeach Kemizbeach. And then our sugi is talking about for Kiddush Tzulim. He says, no, for everything. Avir Mizbeach is not Kemizbeach until it hits the Mizbeach itself. And that's the question of our Gemara. Is Avir Mizbeach Kemizbeach, yes or no? That's our question. But the Gemara that says that his hand is chopped off, once his hand is chopped off, then it's still okay, because the Kayin's job finishes once it hits the Avir Mizbeach. And therefore, all the Gemara says over there, if his hands get chopped off until it hits the Avir Mizbeach, it's a problem. Once it hits the Avir Mizbeach, his hand gets chopped off, it's okay. Why? Because the Kohen finished his job already. Machsheves Pigul, once it hits the Avir Mizbeach, he finished his job. His job finishes early. Once it's in the realm of the Mizbeach, he just gotta hit the Mizbeach. He did his part, and therefore there's no more psul on the Oyvet. What's the Raya? Listen to this Raya. Now, beautiful Raya from a Rambam and a difficult Gemara, and I'll show you how to do it. How the Brisker learns it up. What should be the difference? I don't know. What should be the difference? I can hear. You skipped another step, right? You missed the nuance. I understand, but you can say it's done over here for this weekend I get. But the Oyved, that all the Gemara says David. And that's, by the way, where Rashi says that halacha is mitaz if it touches the keren hamizbeach and then it spritzes on you, only then ain't tone kibus. Why? Because the hazor is not finished until it hits the mizbeach. But abim mizbeach, the hazor is not finished yet. Aye, the oivet finished already. The oivet finished, but the hazor zrik is not completed until it hits the mizbeach itself. That's why it wouldn't be a steerer, according to Rashi. Aye, the gemara maze. Okay, nikta yodoy, he did his job. Listen to this raya, and I'll tell you how to learn so geshmak to learn this next sugya. The gemara in Fame Rambam. The Rambam talks about machsheves pigul, right? Machsheves psul. So the Rambam says you have to do it in one of the avoidas. You have to have one of the avoidas, you have to machsheves psul. Number 8 on the sheet. The Rambam psul mikdashin. Ach echad zovach shechosh v'ach mishol shmachsheves eilu b'shaas shchita, or b'shaas kabal sedam, or b'shaas lach mizbech, or b'shaas yikon sal mizbech. Machsheves pigul, or machsheves chutz manah, chutz mkoyma, shalev ishma, is only psul when? One of the four avoidas. Right? Nimtzeh zlamet, shebedalad avoidas hazevach nifsal b'machshava. B'shchita, kabola, halach zedam, v'tzrikos al mizbeach. Is that clear? Clear. Right? Vayit m'shnei dvarim, b'melika v'mitzeh dam. Fine. Vav. Uvim nachas hanik matzais. By the mincha that you do a k'mitzeh, where could you have a machsheves psul? Seth, what are the four avoidas? Ram says it. B'k'mitza, nesines ha-koymet b'chli shores, uvayloches ha-koymet v'mizbeach, uvizrikosoy al ho'esh. Throwing it on the fire. Asks the Bisa Zalman Meltzer that the Gemara in Menachas that you guys just did, well not just Davchavav and Mabez, the Gemara has a question, number 9, Itmar, koymet me'emosai matesh shirayim b'achila. When the koymates, at what point of the burning of the koymates is the rest of the carbon, the mincha, permitted to be eaten? Rebbe Chanina Omer, Mishumash Lebaye Sa'oir. Rebbe Yechon Omer, Mishitatz Lebaye Sa'oir Berubay. So you might ask a question. At what point is Haktaras HaKoymates finished? Is it Mishumash Lebaye Sa'oir, when the fire takes hold of it, or Mishitatz Lebaye Sa'oir Berubay, until most of the item got consumed by the fire? Right? When is Haktoras HaKoymates finished? That point or that point? Ask the Bisa Zalman Meltzer, say if Haktoras HaKoymates is finished only after the fire takes control of it, or Bachliks in the Gemara, or after what's name, or after Moshe Bayar, so why does the Rambam say he can only have Machsheves Pigul? What does he say? Uvizrikosoy aloesh. Look now, they learn a Rambam. What's rikosoy aloesh? Throwing it on the fire?
Put his hand in the fire.
Ramshav said, you can have machsheves pigul until it's consumed. Mashlabayar, or mashlabayar berubay, or whatever the machlek sinig mar says. Why is rikosoy aloesh? Good question. Says the Mrs. Alman, brilliant shot. Well, that's a barrel. Wait, that's a barrel. But wait, before we get to that, says Mrs. Zalman, I'll tell you, Pshat. You had a question, Rambam? What does that mean? Rambam should have said, what's a good question? Rambam should have said, Mishumash Lebor. The whole time is considered, it's not yet Haktaras HaKoymets. Says Mrs. Zalman, no, you're making a big mistake. Because Haktaras HaKoymets consists of two parts. What's Haktaras HaKoymets equal to? What are the two parts?
And
the burning, which is burning the emurim on the mizbech, right? So usually it's two separate parts. Zrika sadam is one part, and haktoras emurim, correct? When could you have machsheves pigul by carbon?
Before
avodis. Haktoras emurim, could you have machsheves pigul? No, only up to zrika sadam. Says the Bisa Zalman, the kaimates serves, burning the kaimates serves two purposes. Serves zrika sadam, and it serves Haktaras Emurim. But Haktaras Emurim, you can't have Machsheves Pigul. So therefore the Gemara says, what's the most question? Itmar, Koymetz Me'emasai Matir Shirayim Ba'achila. It's not saying, when is the kapara done on the mincha? That's because Adam. That's throwing it on the fire. That's enough. The Gemara's question is, Emasai Matir Esak Shirayim Ba'achila, which means, When is the full thing done? Like Haktoras Emurim. There the machlekes is, Mishmashla Baishar, or Mishitatza Baishar. But the Rambam is talking about Machsheves Bigel. That's the first part of Haktoras HaKoymets. And that stops already by Zrikas Al-Aloesh. That's his chiddush. Massive chiddush, Seth. Come on. You learned Machis. You ever thought about that the actual Haktoras HaKoymets has two, you know it has two parts, but you didn't think one is separated from the other. So Rambam says, one is separated. Zrikas Al-Aloesh. That's the Zrika part, and that's only Pigel. The next part, the burning part, that's Haktoras HaMulim, and the Gemara says, Matis Shizraim Bachila. That's where Issa Zalma learns it. But it says in Minchas Avram, according to Rebarol, you have to say that. Much simpler pshat. According to Rebarol, say very simple. That, of course, when is the entire Zrika or the Haktaras HaKoymets, which is equivalent to the Zrika, finished? When the Gemara says, Mishmashla Baishar, Mishtatsi Baishar, at that point.
Why?
Why?
It should be the second he lets go.
No, because Zrika means Haktaras HaKoymets. No, but wait, Haktaras HaKoymets. But according to Rebarol, the Rambam is talking about Machsheves Bigel, that ends before the Zrika is finished, once he finishes up. When is that? He threw it on top. He finishes up. The coin is out of the picture. He can have Machsheves Bigel. Just like we're saying that when he throws the Zrika on the Mizbeach, and then his hand gets chopped off before it hits the Avim Mizbeach already, or even when it hits the Avim Mizbeach, then his job is finished. But his Zrika is not finished until it hits the Mizbeach itself. Because Avim Mizbeach is not Kim Mizbeach. Similarly, he wants to say, the same like the Rama says, Mishazorak boy is a thing on the fire, that's already enough because his job is finished and hence he cannot have a Machsheves Bigel. Again, you have to learn like that. Both Pshatim are Chiddush. Both the Bissus Zalman and the Rebbe are Chiddush. I happen personally to like the Bissus Zalman's Pshat better. I think it makes more sense. But it's also a Chiddush. I always thought that Haktaras HaKoymets accomplishes both things. But there's not two separate parts in it. According to the Bissus Zalman, the two separate parts. The first part finishes, the Zrika part finished once he threw it on top. And the burning part, that's Haktaras HaMurim. According to Braille, says, no, it's one part. What's the part? Burning it. That's the Zrika, that's everything. Everything is one part. So why does Ram say Pigel ends once you throw it on? Because the Kayin's job ends as soon as it's out of his hands. That's ready enough. Similar to what we have when you make the Zrika on the Mizbeach, so then it hits the Avim Mizbeach, the Kayin's job is finished, even though the Zrika doesn't finish until the end. So according to that, there's no kasha from Gemara Daf Tezvov. Really, Avim Mizbeach and Mizbeach is a kasha, an older kachim, kolater kula, older kachim. Zrika, in other words, it has to be on the Mizbeach. What about Avim Mizbeach? And that's Gemara's question. You don't have to say the chiddush of what the Biskra is saying. That's how we came out of Gemara. Seth, what's your question? Correct. Because he's out of his picture already. Right. Why are you pointing out that stops at the Avir? Another, what's the difference between the Avir and the Mizbeach itself regarding his thing?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I had that same question. But he wants to say as long as it hits, he did his job already. Doesn't it? Falling on the Mizbeach, that's a separate part. That's not his thing.
It makes sense to make that distinction by Pigel.
Right.
To say
That it extends even so far that before it hits the Mizbeach itself, this job is finished already. Make a taste. I hear that. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, if you're brisker, then you find the nuances in every small part. You can agree, you can disagree, but that's the beauty of Kachim. Okay. Next week we're going to go to something more, a little bit more harder, the part of Halal, L'Reish Mizbeach. There's a famous Chazanish and a Rashi on this concept of Lina Ma'elis B'Reisha Mizbeach, I'd like to do it next week, that we say that it's on the Mizbeach, then it doesn't become Bal Tolin, right? Is that because of Olul Yerdu, or is that because of Bal Tolin, or something like that? And it has relevance has to do with Dam, and if Dam has to be the same day, not the same day, complicated, we'll try and do that next week. Okay.